Hello, my imaginary friends. It's Sunday. It's the 20th of January. I've been listening to some boos from Freaky Fourth and Pilgrim Chris and Fee Dunn about this pet peeve of people having long intros in their boos. And I just wanted to say, I welcome feedback from people, and I try to offer feedback in a constructive way as well, because you know, sometimes you know, it can be really helpful to the person receiving the feedback. For instance, I mean, we talked a little bit about or people have talked a little bit about handling noise with their microphones and stuff when they're recording boos, and I've found that when I listen to somebody's boo and there's lots of background noise or handling noise or levels are really low or something like that, I usually reach out to that person directly and say, you know, oh yeah, there was a bit of a problem there. Often they'll say, oh, thank you very much for letting me know. I didn't realise that had been a problem. And you know, they can be very grateful because at least then they know there was a problem and they can perhaps address it if there's something they need to do, if they need to make sure that they take more care about where the microphone is or something. So I think if you're direct with your constructive feedback, I think that's, you know, it's a kind thing to do, to take the time to give some direct constructive feedback, and people appreciate that. So for me, when I hear people talking about how their boo listening habits are influenced by the things that I do or don't do in my boos, it's useful feedback because, there are, there's going to be a variety of different ways that people listen to boos and consume them. So it's all very interesting. It's all very useful because that way you can find out about how other people are affected. So if I listen one way and somebody listens in a radically different way, I get an idea of the effect it's having on them because they're giving that feedback. So I welcome that feedback and I hope that Andre welcomes it from me. Seems to have done anyway, that there's a different way of listening, and that's why, you know, why we've found over the years, because I've been on Audioboo for about 4 years now, I think, or was it 3 years, whatever, pretty much as long as it's been there, I've been having conversations with people in Audioboo, sort of open conversations, and that's, we've iterated to that kind of way of operating, really, with these, intros, so that when people are unable to look at their screen, then they know the next boo has started and who it is. Because sometimes people have different voices, similar voices, and maybe they sound different because they've got a cold or something. To me, it's all useful feedback, really, and we should take it that way, and we should be glad of the feedback and take it on board, process it, decide whether to act or not on it. That's all fine. I don't know. It sounded a bit like the conversation. People were getting a bit emotional about this and taking it personally and getting almost aggressive under the skin. I don't know. For me, I welcome it and take it constructively, really. So we can all learn a bit more about how we can best boo to suit as many people as possible out there. And we only do that by learning from listening to each other and the feedback we receive. So, yeah, I don't know. I might be just getting a bit moderate in my old age. But I've had to receive a lot of feedback over the years, a lot of it has been negative or difficult to take in some way, when that happens a lot, then you've got to deal with it. And one way of dealing with it is actually to welcome it and say, actually, no, this is, that's somebody else's perspective, and I welcome the feedback. So, yeah. So I suppose a bit like Fee, I hope that that people just sort of get along with each other, really. and let's get angry about things that really deserve to be got angry about. Although, of course, for everybody, that's going to mean a different thing, isn't it? But yeah, it's through listening to each other that we moderate our thoughts and our not moderate, calibrate. We calibrate our thoughts about things to get angry about, and by listening to each other and understanding each other, we can kind of see past the prejudices, and that's got to be a good thing, I think. I think that's got to be a good thing. Anyway, thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.